Good morning, MGTOW man. Well, remember what I was saying about in an earlier video on, what's it say, on respirators and respirator cartridges. This is a 3M something or other QL. And it has a quick release type thing, right? So you can basically, you know, if you've got a welding hood on, you know, your head's covered up in stuff, you know what I mean? And then you got a welding helmet, you can just fucking undo the quick release. Have a drink of water, have a sandwich or something, have a talk to someone, make a phone call,
and then get your fucking...
And then get your face all fucking... without getting out of all your fucking gear, you know, because it's, you sort of... there's some things when you do them, you have to sort of wrap yourself up like a mummy, and it's a real fucking pain in the arse to saying, you know, to undo all that and get everything off just to go, yeah, no, sorry, wrong number. You know? So anyway, what I came up with is, see, people have a perception of something, they go, oh, it doesn't work. It's no good. And so I'll stop that. These are actually a little they simulate blood chemistry. For testing, blood testing, testing equipment. You know, and they say, oh, before you use fucking XYZ, before you use blood glucose meter, you know, you calibrate it with the fucking testing solutions. But they don't. This is just fucking glucose and water and dye. That's all it is, you know. There's high range, low range, you know, and basically it's just fucking the amount of dissolved glucose, you know, in two different strength sort of solutions. And yeah, the retarded cunts, they don't provide it with it, and then when you actually have to ring them up and hassle them for samples, you know, you fucking brain dead cunts at True Metrics, you fucking brain dead cunts, you know. They don't provide instructions on how to use the solutions, which ones to use and for what, and what sort of readings you're supposed to get to, that shows from those solutions what readings you're supposed to get to show that there's test strips and the fucking units working, you know. They really are fucking stupid. What do you mean? And so anyway, just because something doesn't work, it doesn't really exist in my fucking vocabulary, because I find things out and then I go, oh well, you know. So what these respirators do is they come with these pads, which are really good in confined fucking places, you know what I mean? And these cunts are fucking expensive, you know, right? And there's all sorts of cartridges for all sorts of fucking reasons, and toxins and particulates and all sorts of, you know, smokes and mists and... all this other shit, right? And there's some very sophisticated stuff, and then there's some very fucking effective stuff. But what I'm talking about is basically these are for confined spaces like inside welding helmets, you know. You know, not a lot of room, especially if you've got a bloody great buff head, you know, like mine. These are for more... more for specialist sort of stuff, you know what I mean? It's not run-of-the-mill kind of, because they're expensive and they're fucking hard to get, right? This is what is called a P2, which I forget the exact size, but P2 is particulate... I forget the sizes in microns and that, but this is like general sort of nuisance dusts and stuff. It goes through a little bit of charcoal, you know, to take out sort of solvents and, you know, spray painting fumes and shit like that. It has a little bit of that capacity, and it also has a capacity to filter out a lot of fairly fine stuff, right? And this is the P100. See there? This is for mold spores and sort of the finest kind of dusts. You know, sort of smoke level of dust, you know. And the problem is these are very good, but this is for general purpose, non-toxic sort of dust, and this is for generally pretty unhealthy kind of stuff to be inhaling. But because this is so fine, it blocks up really fucking easily, right? And that, if you want to use, you know, sort of agricultural kind of dusts, you know, dirt and grain dust and pollen and all this other sort of shit, and the really finest of the fine shit that travels for hundreds or thousands of kilometres, this is the fucking one you want. But it's very expensive, and they're hard to get, and they, you know, this stuff should be available in big boxes, and it should be fairly fucking priced, rather than being an exotic health and safety fucking issue. And that gets up my fucking ass, right? Oh, you fucking Aussies, you potty mouth fucking Aussies. Yeah. Right? So what I did is I said, you can buy these cartridges, right? And this is before I modified them, right? And you can buy these filters, and I only, you know, like, you know, I don't pay, I fuck up on the attention stuff a bit, but it says in very fine print, mask size, right? In very fine fucking print. I only just noticed that today. That's why this fabric here on this side is very, very fine, and it feels sort of like silk, but it's so fine. But that's the extraordinarily fine. These are N95 or P1. Fuck, it depends on which country and whose standards and shit. But these are fairly fine, but they're not ruthlessly fine, you know what I mean? But these are cheap, and these are washable. And you can buy them in big bags, right? Right. So this is, I think it's a P2, P90 or fucking whatever they are. Yeah, it's a, I think it's a P, rates as a P2 or filter, right? Filter pad or pre-filters. And these are supposed to go over the top of these so that all your nice charcoal and all that nice shit doesn't block up with fucking crap from spray paint. And you can get a lot more use out of this in terms of the volume of air and solvents and shit drawn through it, rather than throwing this out, rather than throwing these out because they get blocked up on just the surface, but they're still usable for, say, another 6 or 8 hours or whatever, you know? Say it lasts two or three days from spray painting. You know, if you get a lot of fucking shit in the air, you know, a lot of the paint itself, you know, droplets of paint and shit, that'll block that up in, say, 4 or 6 hours. So by keeping replacing the really cheap fucking pads, the pre-filter pads, it stops all the shit blocking that up. So you can get, like, say, 3 days use out of that instead of, say, 4 or 6 hours, you know. But because this is made, minus my modifications, because this is made with charcoal inside, activated charcoal, which absorbs solvents, you know, I don't want it to absorb solvents. I want it for filtering, right? Just dust. There's stacks of dust up here, you know. So what I did is I bought a set of these, the kit, cut them open, emptied out all the fucking... See, that's what's inside it, you know. There's little styrations to lift the fucking... to get the air flowing back underneath and towards the hole, so it sort of activates the whole area. The whole area becomes effective at flowing air, you know, rather than just in through the middle bit and then sort of kind of outwards, you know what I mean? Just aids in airflow. And so what I did is I came up with the first solution is these foam pads, you know what I mean? And to soak them in glycerine, which is a non-toxic, it's food grade kind of, well, this is not food grade, this is used in hair salons and it's really cheap to make gelatin glues, you know, bookbinding stuff, right? So these foam pads, just cut up and fitted, they fit under the cover here, right, you know, this fits inside the this fits inside the cartridge. But what I found is that inhaling through this, I don't think it was the glycerine itself inhaling kind of fumes of glycerine. It doesn't, it's, you know, glycerine is a sugar, you know, basically. It's not, it's a humectant. It's used in food and candy and all sorts of stuff to keep dried fruits, all this other sort of stuff, to keep it a bit sort of slightly damp and sort of pliable, you know, stop them drying right out, you know. And so, but what I found is that this by itself didn't seem to filter out the really fine dust, you know. It's different to oil used in, say, air filters for vehicles. Glycerine, I'm not sure of the chemical and electric properties, because polarized or non-polarized or whatever, but there's things that dust will kind of be attracted to and it'll stick into it, you know what I mean? And glycerine doesn't seem to be, or this, at least this grade of glycerine doesn't seem to be blocking, capturing the stuff on the way through when the foam is kind of sort of somewhat wet with glycerine. So I said, well, fuck it, that doesn't work, you know. You know, I don't feel that from all the dust. All right, so I learned something. I gave it a go. It's not a particularly fucking high risk or dangerous kind of thing. And I said, well, fuck it, you know, that doesn't work. And if you get glycerine and you dilute it right down to, say, 20%, say, you know, 10 mil of glycerine, 90 mil of fucking water, and then soak these pads into it, what? Because that is so fine across there, that residue, when it's dried, it doesn't work very well at capturing the, you know, like a sticky sort of surface and capturing the dust particles on the way through, more like, because the fibers are so fine, what's the word? Because the fiber content is so fine, or the fineness of that is so fine, that the glycerine, the fine residue of glycerine, basically, even at 10%, it really blocks up these filters and makes it hard to breathe through, right? But these can be washed in a washing machine with a little bit of detergent, you know, and fucking, you know. So anyway, what I came up with is that if you can keep the glycerine, well, baby oil doesn't work well on some of the rubbers, you know what I mean? If it touches, if the baby oil touches those flat valves inside there, that rubber will sort of disintegrate. It's like the rubber used in, you know, those elastic straps with the big hooks on each end, and you use them to tie things down and stuff, you know. Well, baby oil rots the rubber that's inside that. It just goes boo and, you know, floppy, soft, not elastic. And so what I came up with was that these are scouring pads, and these, I'm not too fucking nitpicky, right? But these scouring pads, this is a sort of, it's not abrasive scouring pad that you can use on Teflon coated fry pans, you know? And my main thought was that with that was that it wouldn't sort of fucking ruin the sharp square edge on the scissors as I was cutting it out, you know what I mean? If it's not going to rip the fucking Teflon off, it's not going to dull the scissors very quickly. So what I thought was, if you, we can dispense with the foam, but if you get this pad, right, this pad inside the container, that's a PT filter, which is pretty fucking good, you know what I mean? But by putting this pad on the outside, I'm going to taper the edges down, you know, like use a grinder type thing and tape. I can put a taper on the edges of the pad, and then put this over it. That gives me a two-stage filter, and I can set this up with, it's not pharmaceutical grade, though that's better, but it's pharmaceutical. You get glycerine, comes in all sorts of viscosities and water contents and all this sort of stuff, right? So if I get, instead of the very fucking dilute kind of shit used by hairdressers, you know, for bookbinding, that's why I got it, right? If I get the sort of pharmaceutical grade, then it's clean and it's non-toxic at all, you know what I mean? And then I soak these pads, not dripping, but just wet the fibres, you know, with glycerine. That means I can separate these pads from immersion or contamination with, it's contamination in the sense that it blocks, glycerine just blocks up all the fucking porosity in the fucking filter pads, you know what I mean? That's what I mean by contamination. So by putting these on there, I should, where is the fucking, see, that should, by rights, act as, you know, with a, by beveling the edges down, you know what I mean? That should act as a very, very good two-stage filter to just block off all the fucking, the staggering amounts of fucking dust, you know, that I have to deal with, you know, when cleaning up and other sorts of things, you know, so that's, you know, you try things. And I think this method, these pads can be sort of washed a sort of, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 times before they're fucked, you know what I mean? Washed in the washing machine. And these can be sort of washed almost indefinitely in the washing machine. You know, they could even be sort of reinforced, you know, with a little bit of plastic bracing to support them, you know. But that's how you sort of by inventing, becoming creative, inventing. And there's things you can try that if they don't work really well, you can keep trying different things till it works right. And then there's things at the other end of the spectrum, the other end of the spectrum, that if you get it wrong, you'll fucking die like that. You know what I mean? So you really got to know what you're fucking doing, you know. So this thing is I can do all this sort of testing, and then I go, yeah, I've been able to breathe for 2 hours, and I've been breathing for 2 hours, and I don't feel like my lungs are like vacuum cleaner bags. You know what I mean? So that's the sort of, what's the words? Yeah, that's the, that's the objective, you know what I mean? To make reusable filters, to filter out vast quantities of fucking dust, you know, pollen, silica dust from all the wheat, you know what I mean? Dirt, as in earth type dusts, you know? It's a really important thing, especially for me. And it's for no other reason. No poison gases, no solvents or spray painting stuff or anything. It's just to filter out bulk quantities of dust and to provide a really cheap and reliable and replaceable or renewable air filtering medium. All right, MGTOW men, I'll see you later. Bye.